ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
David Robinson, Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, and Magic Johnson will start for the white-suited United States of America. Now coming out the starting lineup for Lithuania in green uniforms. They have some piping of yellow on their uniform. Rimas Kurtinaitis is number 10. Number 11, the big man Sabonis, is in the middle at 7-3. They're also starting Urtunas Karnasovas. Karnasovas is a junior at Seton Hall, and he plays for assistant coach P.J. Carlissimo of the United States staff.
Intensity on the American defense is such that mistakes are being made. That's a lovely ball in from Sabonis to Karnasovas.
What a bounce pass. John Stockton would have been proud of that one.
What Coach Karauskas knows is that he is limited on offensive skills, and so he needs to have Karnasovas out there to do anything. And that was a nice catch and put back.
Michael Jordan. That's a good sign for him. Cheeky little hook there from Magic, and Larry loves it. Karnasovas. I think that just about sums it up. I've never seen that. Have you?
Photographs and autographs.
Karnasovas it is, taking the picture.
That tells the story of the game right there. Karnasovas on the sideline with his camera. This game
he is.
it was only meant for memories.
Here's the Ewing in the lane, getting a pass from Bird, hitting a 12-footer straight away. That is a funny sight, isn't it?
We're back with more of the Spiegel at Home show, live from the United Center, on your radio home of the Chicago Bulls, 670 The Score.
We're in section 102 and 103 on the concourse here at the United Center. It's the Spiegel at Home show. We are happy to be joined by Arturis Karnasovas, who was patient enough to sit through the football talk. He's like, hey, you're going to switch from football to basketball? Yeah, we're capable of doing that over here. But we are grateful that you had a few minutes for us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it was nice to see you smile listening to those highlights of Lithuania against the Dream Team in 92. And the image of you on the sidelines there with the camera taking pictures of that game. Where are those photos? Do you have those photos?
I still do. A lot of them, actually, I'm in them. So that means somebody else took them. So it was not only me. But I think with 2 minutes to go, I fouled out. I had to cover Barkley. That was a very tough assignment. So I fouled out. And I said, you know, these are the idols that I was looking up to growing up. And I wanted to take pictures. So I did. We were down by 50 anyway. So
what's your favorite, like the thing that you will always remember from that experience?
I think, for the first time, Lithuania in 1992 played, after such a long time as an independent country, and to get a bronze medal, to get on a podium with my teammates and get a bronze medal, that was the highlight. And then I remember the president of a country was in the locker room, and we were, you know, putting a tie-dye shirt on him and pouring champagne, and, you know, so it was a lot of excitement, and it was a great experience for him.
That's awesome. We're here on the opening night for the Bulls in the NBA. What are you excited about for this team?
Well, I just want to see the growth, right, of this team, of individual players, you know, all the young players to take a step forward. And we had a pretty long summer. We had a, you know, good preseason. We played very good teams. We played Cleveland twice, Milwaukee, Denver, Minnesota. So they were physical, long, athletic teams. So it was good, good test for us. But now the show starts.
There's a lot of hope that's being placed at the feet of Modis. What does him taking the next step look like?
Well, to do everything a little bit better, right? So he already doubled his stats, you know, in preseason, you know, but. He's going to be now in every scouting report, you know, so team's going to be ready for him. And he's also going to have very tough defensive assignments. You know, he might go, you know, defend KD one night, Kawhi Leonard the other, and he's just going to keep on going. So I think we'll see how this year goes. But, you know, every guy needs to take a step forward for us to do better.
How do you guys get him to understand that that is now part of it? It's not just you're going to, you can grow into an offensive star, but you're going to expend a lot of energy on the defensive side because of how good you are.
he's a very confident young man, as you already know, and him communicating to media. You know, offensive side of the ball, I'm not worried about him. You know, he's going to have to impact on other parts of the game, you know, and he's, you know, he's gotten better. He's gotten stronger this, you know, this summer. And like I said, you know, now, you know, preseason is over and we'll see exactly what we look like.
Arturis Karnišovas is here, or Karnišovas. I still say it both ways.
I don't even know what's the correct way anymore. You know, for 30 years, they butchered my name, so I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll stick with what I said then.
Yeah.
You know, I think the hope of Modis taking a big leap is like the biggest positive dream of Bulls fans in terms of this team taking a big leap. So I feel like we got to focus on what kind of kid he is, what kind of coaching you can give him, how hard he can be coached, what kind of drive he is, similar to the way that we talk about Caleb Williams with the Bears, frankly. So he seems like a kid who likes to be coached hard. Is that correct?
Yes. He's a hard worker. You know, work ethic is there. He wants to get better. He wants to be good. He wants to be the best. And he strives for it. And, you know, he's just, you know, the timeline, you know, when that's going to happen. And hopefully he's going to be patient. And, you know, in general, we're putting emphasis now on winning. And this group is actually pretty close. They like to play with each other. So we'll see. We'll see what happens now that it's, you know, regular season starting and, you know, lights come on.
So the last couple years at the deadline, it has felt like, oh, man, we're not seeing him choose to either add and go crazy or subtract and go backwards, and it's been frustrating to a lot of fans. Is there anything that could happen this year that could make you aggressive in either direction in a different way come the deadline?
Yes. I mean, you know, we consistently evaluating our group. It's young group. You know, we're going to see if we're going to take a step forward in terms of, you know, it's easier obviously because it's Eastern Conference and there's a lot of uncertainty there, a lot of parity with a lot of teams. And again, you know, we're going to try to, you know, jump right from beginning because, you know, you can't wait until the end of the season, you know, to make a run. So we'll see what we're going to look like. We're going to miss obviously Kobe. We're going to miss Zach Collins, you know, we were talking about deep roster, and we'll see what we have.
How do you view the Eastern Conference?
Well, you know, I've talked about it. I think there's a lot of parity there. If you talk to 12 or 13 teams, they think they're in it. What's going to happen, nobody knows. But we're going to compete in every game, and I think it starts today. You know, we're going to play against a very good team. We obviously remember February games against Detroit. I hope, you know, our players remember that as well. They didn't end very well for us, so I hope that's going to get them ready for this game, and it's going to be very competitive.
When you say that there's an emphasis on winning, how do you convey that to I know what Billy's all about, but when it comes to the players, how do you convey to them, hey, we're kind of past the developmental part. We want to start seeing W's now. How do you get that point across to them?
Well, we never went away from that, you know, because everybody thinks that, you know, you can separate player development and winning. You know, okay, now this year we're going to be all about winning. I think part of the development, it's not only shooting, you know, 60, you know, shots every, you know, 600 shots every day. It's about what goes into winning, what's impacting winning. And that's why we spend all preseason talking about, like, we're going to have now impact defensive end of the floor. You know, we're going to have to get over picks. We're going to have to take charges. We're going to have to have deflections. And we're going to continue running, you know, because until this young group is going to get more experience and execution, half-court execution is going to get better, we're going to have to play fast. You know, we were, you know, one of the, you know, highest pace teams last year. That pace would have been, you know, 20th in preseason. So that means every team is trying to play fast now. You know, so
that's interesting.
Yeah, so, you know, we're obviously following up close. We still finished preseason top three in terms of pace, but we'll see how that, you know, in the idea is to play fast is one thing, is that, you know, your players got to be ready. You know, you got to practice a lot. And, yeah, it's not only, you know, after, you know, steals or, you know, turnovers. You know, you're trying to run the other way, but it's also after makes.
Forgive me if I've missed it along the way. Has there been confirmation of the extensions for you and Mark? It was rumored in April, then it sort of came out in June. Like, have there been extensions, and do you feel confident that you guys deserved it and should move forward with,
well,
everything you're doing?
Again, you know, I'll do a give you a company line that we don't talk about extensions, you know, and I'm going to continue saying, but I love to be here, and, you know, I cannot wait to see those guys play tonight.
So do you feel like you guys deserve to see this through for another few years here and see what happens?
Yeah, I think Billy's the right guy. I have no doubt about it. And, you know, our building is in very good shape. You know, the people that we hired there, and, you know, there's a synergy between players, coaches, front office, and ownership. And, you know, we just got to improve the results, because it's a result-driven business, and I understand the frustration. But, you know, we got to be patient, and, you know, things will come.
When I watch Josh Giddey, I see a player who's very exciting on the offensive end, a guy that could average a triple-double. I know that rebounding is a part of defense, but I'm wondering, when it comes to help defense and on-the-ball defense, how can he be better? Is it in him to be a better defender?
Yes, I truly believe that it is. He's 22 years old, right? And he's showed, you know, last year, especially the way we finished, we were, you know, we were a different team, obviously, you know, after we made changes, and each guy kind of, like, you know, had to define their own roles. And I thought that, you know, Kobe and Josh ran with it. And I think he can improve in a lot of, you know, facets of his game. And like I said, you know, he's going to have to demonstrate that in every game. But I do believe that, you know, he can get better defensively.
I'm old enough to remember the style that you guys played with, Lithuania, and I loved it. And then the style that is played in Denver, where you were. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful kind of egalitarian ball-moving style.
Yes.
And it does feel like offensively, Josh brings that, right? Doesn't it kind of fit the way that you want to play
ball?
Yeah,
he's the right guy, you know, because, you know, again, pushing the ball, passing, obviously he's an elite in passing and rebounding for his position. He's 6'8", you know, his big guard, passes over his defenders and all this stuff. So, yeah.
What players do you think could take a step forward on this team and be part of that kind of offensive style in a really good way?
Well, I think we added Isaac Okoro, who's, you know, we're talking about defense. You know, he's the guy that all preseason and, you know, in practices, you know, he's the, you know, physicality guy. Besides that, we got Io back. You know, we got Trey Jones back from, you know, they got injured at the end of last season. So I think there's a lot of guys that, you know, we haven't seen, you know, another young guy like Julian. You know, is he going to take a step forward? Is Dalen going to take a step forward? We're going to need all of them during the year because, you know, playing like we wanted to play and looking at the, you know, at our history and then the way the league is right now, there's a lot of injuries right now. I think we're going to need a very deep roster. We're going to need, you know, we're going to need each of our players.
Does Isaac represent, I don't want to say a total change in philosophy, but does he represent a toughness that maybe your roster hasn't had before?
It's a good start. You know, by acquiring him, I think this is, you know, we cannot say that, you know, our defense is going to be solved just by getting one guy, but it's just the mentality that he plays with, and that's what we want to play with. You know, he rubs off in practices, the way how physically he plays, and, you know, like Billy said, you know, the first time when he came in and he had a conversation with Billy was not about, you know, he didn't use eyes like, how can I make this team better? It's about we. So he was very impressive, and, you know, hopefully he's going to impact winning with us.
Were you like us on the couch last night watching OKC and Houston? That's a crazy good game.
That was a great opening, for a season.
What is OKC's state of the art? You know, I mean, that's the champ, and there they were able to finish that, obviously with a superstar, which helps. But what do they do that you aspire to?
Again, this is something that everybody's watching, right? The grit, the toughness, the physicality. And also, again, they use bench, very, very deep bench, right? So the way everybody wants to play right now, you're going to have to use 10, sometimes 11 players. So everybody's going to have to be ready to play.
Did you watch any of the Jordan stuff last night?
Yes.
What'd you think?
I miss him. Yeah, it's good that he came back and, you know, he's sharing some wisdom. But it was fun night last night.
Yeah, to see him be comfortable and talking about basketball. Like, yeah. Those high-level conversations, we have questions that we obviously, like, want to ask you and have to ask you to kind of represent Bulls fans. But when it comes to just the game of basketball, what do you still like about it?
Well, I probably enjoy to watch everybody else, but then I'm very nervous to watch us. You know, I don't know how much I enjoy, you know, our games because, you know, I usually, you know, start in one place, then I end up in the second quarter somewhere else, and then I might end up in the fourth quarter in my office across the street. So, but when I watch games, I still, you know, obviously love the game and watch the, you know, every game I can, you know, sometimes we on the text with, you know, front office, actually just, you know, our impressions of the game, and we just comment and, you know, like we got nothing else to do, but, you know, 24 hours is basketball.
Well, so that's not that crazy. There used to be an executive in town, a baseball guy, Kenny Williams with the White Sox, used to be on the treadmill while the White Sox were playing because he didn't know what to do with the nervous energy.
Yeah. Well, I've tried it all. You know, I've tried in suite. I've tried in room by myself in front of TV. I tried to go to weight room and in our practice facility and work out there while two TVs are on. I've tried it all. But
none of it's worked?
I still don't know what I'm going to do this year. So I'm going to start in, during the game, I'm going to start sewing the suite, and then we'll see what happens after.
I love Lawrence's question about what you like about it. So when you do see beautiful basketball, what are you seeing? What do you love?
I mean, it's basically fundamental. We all like, you know, we all like fundamental stuff when, you know, it's a team oriented, you know, the ball is moving right now. And like, you know, you mentioned about, you know, teams like, you know, or Denver or Golden State, you know, when
yes.
they had a huge run, it's all about the, you know, ball movement. And I mean, every team is trying to replicate. We're trying to replicate. Obviously it's costly with a young team, you know, sometimes, you know, turnovers, but we're going to have to eliminate that. But, you know, I love to watch games. So, you know, I love what I do. This is my job, but, you know, it doesn't feel that way because I'm watching. I can watch in one day college basketball. I can watch our game. Then I can watch, you know, EuroLeague and then Euro Cup. And, you know, and then we watched, you know, NBL from Australia, you know. So it's just an all day basketball.
Yeah, you're immersive. It's all scouting.
Yeah.
So which version of Danny Hurley was crazy? The one who was your teammate at Seton Hall or the one on the sidelines in the NCAA tournament just this past year with UConn? Which one is crazy?
I think overall, yeah. Danny was crazy in college, but I thought that, you know, it was amazing to watch him last couple of years, what he was able to accomplish and win back-to-back championships. So I'm really proud of Danny.
I saw him play in high school when he was with his brother playing for their dad at Jersey City St. Anthony's. And Danny was the little brother who people picked on because Bobby was the king, you know?
Yeah, and he came in and I played with him for 2 years. And like I said, great family. They live basketball and I'm glad. You know, they still in it. Both brothers are still coaching and coaching at a very high level. And, you know, it's great to watch them succeed.
Arturis, when I've been out here, I've seen you interact with fans. I'm curious, what's their biggest complaint when they talk to you and what do you tell them?
Well, especially this building, it's, you know, the losses are the hardest ones. And especially by, you know, double digits or something like this, you know, you want to go to every fan and just apologize. But this building is very electrifying for me, and you know, the fan base is great. I think it's all about, you know, everybody likes a winning team, you know, and the results, and I'm enjoying also building something, and I think this team is on a way up. I feel that we're building something here with this young team. And, it has to be a tough out, at least in this building, you know. So.
That's super cool of you to share the human side of, like, not knowing where to watch the game and that energy and that, like, that feeling of wanting to apologize to fans. Because we deal with it. We deal with, like, their anger, their disappointment. Because this town, when the Bulls are good, is an awesome basketball town.
It's not only great basketball town, it's a great sports town, right? And I don't think they, you know, you can go to other cities that, you know, can, you know, the cities, you know, angry fans. But I think that in Chicago there's a good combination of, like, care factor and they also educated, you know, in the sport that they watch. So, and I think they just want to, you know, to see their team succeed, and especially in this building. And we got to bring a home court advantage. I think we had a better record last year away than home, and that should not happen.
Yeah, that ain't right.
Well, they definitely want you to win. Like, trust me. Like, we hear from them every day.
Oh, yeah.
And I would consider I'm in that boat too. Like, I would love to see you guys be able to put this thing together and start winning because of everything that you said. Like, the way that the city is, the way that the United Center rocks when the Bulls are good is such a fun thing.
Hey, Lawrence was referencing the questions that we need to ask to serve the listeners. I got to squeeze one more in. Mm-hmm. Was Joe Dumars really offering 2026 unprotected picks for everybody between 9 and 13 in the draft last year?
I don't know exactly, but they landed one good player, so yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I do like that player. Lawrence, you liked him too.
I love Derrick Quinn.
You love Derrick Quinn, but so raw. Very. It's so interesting. Like, it's hard to predict the personalities of these guys, whether they're going to be hard workers, isn't it?
Yes, and I mean, we obviously happy to land Noah, and you know, nobody's talking about him.
Tell us about him.
Well, he's 18 years old, right? So a lot of, you know, he's the second youngest in the draft, you know, after Cooper Flagg. He doesn't turn 19 until December. He played, you know, for a team in Germany. He played with men. You know, it's not like, hey, I'm coming out of high school. I played against 15 and 16-year-olds. Mm-hmm. They made it to the finals in German championship. So, you know, he's been very good, you know, playing on a high level. And obviously where we saw that him and, you know, scouted him when he played in preseason against Portland Trailblazers a year ago, and he was 17 years old. So. Man.
Arturis, we appreciate you being so generous with your time. And we'll offer, so like, look, if the next time you're watching a game, and you're like, hey, let me talk with Lawrence and Speed. Like, let's see if that calms me down while I'm watching the game.
Right, we got you.
We'll just set up like an interview, like a mock interview. We won't even air it.
But just hop on a Zoom.
Yeah, just hop on a Zoom with you.
Yeah, man.
And then see if that allows you to relax while you're watching the game.
Sounds good to me.
Arturis, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks,
Arturis Karnišovas here. We're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll talk a little bit of NFL. That's next here on The Score.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A little bit, but at the same time, I can't be mad at the decision. I understand why. It's just it's life. It's football. I've learned to not take anything personal. You know, Coach AG, I think he wanted to see if there was a spark.
Justin Fields talking about being benched. He has had to talk about this a lot over the last year or so. The idea of being benched.
God, he's had to talk about a
lot
of things.
Being moved on from.
Yeah. Dealing with coaches who didn't coach him. Bad coaches who did coach him. And come back out. I mean, you're just making me think of all the different things we've watched that young man have to talk about.
It sucks because I think even if you aren't a fan, if you had gotten to the point where you weren't a fan of Justin Fields, you were still rooting for him, you know? And you're like, oh, well, he's got this opportunity in Pittsburgh. Let's see how it goes. And then it goes pretty well.
Yeah.
And yet he still gets benched. And then it's like, oh, well, he's a free agent now. Let's see what he does. And this is why I hated this.
I know you did.
I hated it.
You hated him going there.
I would not have advised it for him. I was saying during free agency, I hope that he doesn't go there. Because it's a no-win situation there.
Well, and what it is, aside from, you know, a no-win and a bad org and no real good guidance and offensive leaders of consequence and all that, it's also, here you go, kid. We think you're ready.
Yep.
And instead of, let me help you, because he's still a young man. You're still a young man. Tower of Power, man, the best. Hey, Swirsk, it's the legend.
The legend,
the legend is here.
Jeez, it has been. I saw Tina Wynn. I saw David Haw
came over here. We're at Chuck Swirsky's house. What's up? Man, it's amazing.
We didn't even have to pay a toll.
Yeah. But it, look, let's hear something that is unfortunate for Justin, I think. And it's not from the head coach who benched him. And the head coach, Aaron Glenn, who this week is not telling anybody who's going to start at quarterback. He says he knows, but he's not going to tell anybody. What's that game about exactly?
I think Aaron Glenn is... And here's the thing.
But
I'm glad he got the job.
Well, because...
I also wouldn't have chosen that for him.
Oh, yeah, no. Defensive coach, go to the Jets and put your culture on it, and that's going to be enough to turn that place around?
Because I feel like he might not be the coach after this year.
Ooh, one and done, huh? We in co-tight territory?
The types of things that have been going on with the Jets are very rich co-tighty.
Yeah.
You can't watch a game without seeing the graphic, and then there's Rich Kotite's face on there. It's a real bummer whenever they're on.
That's right.
That's when you know, Tanny. That's when you know that you're in trouble, when Rich Kotite's face is on your graphic.
We'll hear from Woody Johnson in a second, but just to kind of illustrate the point, what you have to start thinking, everyone has to start thinking about it career-wise, like, what's the best thing for my career? And not necessarily, I want to go someplace where I want to start. And while I still have hope in Justin as a potential starter is because of what you're seeing with talented guys being put in the right place. Look at what's happened with Baker Mayfield. Look at what's happened with Geno Smith. Not this year. Look at what's happened with Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones was being talked about similarly. That this guy is not a starting quarterback in the league. He's not this. He's not that. Yeah. And there he is, Lawrence, now at the top of the – what? What are you laughing at?
No, I'm laughing at the idea of what we talked about yesterday.
I thought Swirs came back.
No. No, I'm laughing at the idea of all-pro quarterback for Team 1, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
All-pro quarterback for Team 2, Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Like, that's on the table right now.
When we start talking about the maturation process of these quarterbacks, I think that the timeline is too short, but I understand it. I understand it because the amount of money that you have to pay, you have to be right, and you want to make sure that you can put a great roster around your quarterback, and you've got to do that fairly inexpensively.
But that's why this moment is such a big deal, and your point about him not going to the Jets is so salient, is that he's got the opportunity to dictate his timeline and dictate his situation. And I can't necessarily blame him for taking financially set for life. I can't necessarily blame him for that, but you wonder, that would probably still be on the table if he went and was a backup somewhere for a truly great quarterback whisperer. That was probably still going to be on the table a year or two away, but he chose now.
See, like, I look at it, and this isn't hindsight, by the way. This is stuff
talking
about in free agency.
That's why it's interesting to me.
If I were him, some of the things that I would be looking at would be like, okay, who needs a backup quarterback? And then you start looking at the guys who have actually produced winning quarterbacks, and you go, well, Minnesota kind of needs a backup quarterback for their rookie quarterback. That might not be a bad place for me to go. I could go learn Matthew Stafford out in L.A. And Sean McVay.
And McVay, that'd be an unbelievable place to be.
As the backup, if I wanted to go and do that.
Go earn $10 million or $8 million as the backup out there and enjoy the sun for a year. But he got what was guaranteed with the Jets?
I think 30? He's going to end up being $30 million is guaranteed that he'll get even if he isn't the starter.
Yeah.
So maybe we're the fools. I think
that guy wants to be great.
I think he does too.
And so if you want to be great, it's kind of a different thing, but I can't fault him for doing it. You know, it's funny. I met a buddy of mine the other day at Staley's at Izzy's place on 18th and Michigan. at the bar. And he had a friend there who was like, man, Justin Fields got a raw deal in this town. And I'm like, okay, but you know he's got some issues that still remain. Have you watched any Jets highlights? And he's like, no, but there's problems there too. I said, come on, man. And I had to go through the thing where I explained to him what I see and what other people see, which is that it takes him a little longer to see it when the receivers get open. It takes him that split second longer, and that hurts him. And then when he's on the run, takes him that split second extra to wind up and throw instead of just fire it from whatever platform he's on. And that combination of those two split seconds is not going to be workable as an elite NFL quarterback. So I had to explain that to him again, and he's still there. And maybe Sean McVay would have changed that. Maybe Kevin O'Connell would have changed that. Maybe, you know, because Mike Tomlin didn't necessarily. Arthur Smith, who was a guy in Pittsburgh, didn't necessarily. And it's not changed yet.
Here's the thing about it. The stuff that happened in Pittsburgh, I do think was positive. I think that he took a step forward as a quarterback last year. Now, you end up getting benched, and that's not ideal. But you also were in a situation where Mike Tomlin, I thought, knew how to use him effectively. Like, we're gonna throw you into some situations where we want some RPO. And we'll make them think that we're going to do one thing, and then maybe we do it. And we'll say, all right, we're going to play 11 on 10 or 11 on 11, and we're going to get these 4 yards that we need, and you're going to come back and you're going to stand next to me. He was in captain's meetings last year for Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's good.
As the backup quarterback.
Well.
And so you go, like, this is, like, this – I don't want to say it's a money grab because I don't think that – I don't feel like that's what Justin's about. I do feel like it was like, hey, I have a chance to be the starting quarterback somewhere.
I'm ready.
So I'm going to go do that.
Yeah.
And not looking at it like the long way. And the Baker Mayfield story to me is fascinating because it's like, here's the savior. It doesn't go the way that it's supposed to go. He flames out. He's gone. He ends up in L.A. He starts a Thursday night game with a week of preparation.
2 days, I think.
You're right. I think you're right.
It was 2 days.
He got there on Monday, and then they played on Thursday.
He got there Monday. He practiced. It didn't even practice Tuesday. So he practiced, I think, 1 day of practice, 2 days in the building.
He has a great performance in that game, and then he starts to find himself. After what had been a disaster for him in Carolina, it had been a disaster for him. Yeah. And people would have told you back then that he's not it. Like he, and now, here we are a few years removed from that, he's leading the league in touchdown passes.
Listen to the mess that Justin Fields is in. Benched in New York, and the owner, Woody Johnson, was asked, I don't know where he was, probably at some building he owns, but he was asked about the head coach, Aaron Glenn, who seems overmatched. And here's what Woody had to say.
It's hard when you have a quarterback with, you know, with a rating that, that we've got. You know, it's, I mean, he has the ability, but something just is not jiving. But if you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results if you go across the league. You have to play consistently with, you know, at that position, and that's what we're going to try to do for the remainder of the season.
So what gives you hope, then?
I just think defense, special teams are doing better. Defense is pretty good. And if we can just complete a pass, it would look good. You got to complete some passes. You got to convince them that you can do something. Otherwise, it's hard to have, you know, have a game that you can win.
That's Julio Rodriguez's primal scream in the background of another interview in the Seattle clubhouse.
I felt bad. Was that Wu who was talking?
Yeah, it was Brian Wu.
I felt bad, and I also was like, that's exactly how I would have been.
Yeah, that's how Julio processed.
So I was like, I felt bad, and I was like, I totally would have done that too.
And that's how Tanny is processing any number of awful situations and problematic situations. I mean, the owner just said, if we could only complete a pass. I mean, my first reaction is, hey, owner man, hey, money guy, you gave him all the money.
You gave him all the money.
Remember that choice? But I guess he's trying to absolve the coach. He doesn't want to change coaches.
Right.
He's trying to defend his coach.
Well, wait. Did his son give the okay on Justin?
Is he mad as his son right now?
He did say rating, right?
Like, yeah, like Madden.
Madden ratings, which he looked at and took into consideration when making personnel decisions, according to The Athletic.
Alex, can you check on the age of Woody Johnson and the age of that son? The kid's like 19, right? Yeah, the son is 19. And Woody, I believe, is 106, if I'm seeing that situation correctly.
I mean, it's just kind of like the John Tyler situation.
President John Tyler?
Yeah, the 10th president.
He's 78.
Yeah, the 10th president of the United States.
That's impressive.
Recently just had grandchildren pass away.
So you can draw a direct line for grandchildren
yes.
of John Tyler.
Not great-grandchildren, not great-great.
Right.
Grandchildren of the 10th president of the United States have died in the last, like, 2 or 3 years.
All right, so how does that relate to Woody Johnson?
Because
old people having kids.
He had his kid at, like 76. And then his son had a kid at like
impressive.
85 or something crazy.
Our boys can swim at 76.
Hey, apparently in the Tyler family they can. And then you end up with I believe the two grandsons were in their 90s. So you go all the way back to the 10th president of the United States. We're on 47 now, okay?
We've skipped 37 presidents.
The 10th president of the United States' grandchildren just died.
Okay. Speaking of Tylers, we have one back at the shop, right? We have
we're
in a single Tyler formation, not a two Tyler formation.
Oh, my God. We're in a single Ben formation, though.
We're in a double Rosen. Double Rosen
double
formation.
Double Rosen.
You know, we're double Rosen right now, Mitch and Ben. Hey, Ben, how you doing?
Good.
A.K.A. Son of a Mitch.
Son of a Mitch is here.
Playing the hits.
He's looking good.
We are playing the hits.
Look at this young man. He's growing into
the Rosens.
He kind of looks like Mitch Trubisky, though.
And Jake Moody.
And Jake Moody.
We decided Jake Moody looks like Mitch Trubisky.
All right, we need to take a break.
Yeah, but tell me, the other Tyler.
I'm told by a reliable source that the Jake Berger lookalike is 670. The score is Mitch Rosen's son. Ben.
It's Ben.
That's true. That's true.
That's a dynamite dropping by Stoney.
There's some cool stuff that's happening here at the United Center with the Bulls. We're going to talk with Megan Donovan about all of it, and we got a tour of something
Dude.
Really cool that the Score listener
oh, man.
Needs to get in on immediately.
You're absolutely right, because it's affordable as well. It's affordable.
Yes.
And awesome.
We're going to do that next here on The Score.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with more of the Spiegel at Home show, live from the United Center on your radio home of the Chicago Bulls, 670 The Score.
I always wonder if new shoes in, what was it, 1988,
if in their minds are like, yeah, this song is going to live on for 35 years in every sports arena in America. Every time I hear it, I start thinking about that because I know we hear it at the United Center and it's a fan favorite. We are at the United Center. We're in between sections 102 and 103 on the concourse. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. Megan Donovan is in charge of partnerships here for the Bulls, and she brought all sorts of stuff. So if you're on YouTube or you're on Twitch, there are the Derrick Rose giveaways that are on here. We've got
this is a BMO artist hat series.
I love
eighth
the
season.
BMO hat series. I think that's a really cool thing.
I'm digging the Benny the Bull lunchbox right there.
Can't go wrong with the Benny lunchbox presented by our friends at Jewel Osco. Should be a good time for Benny's birthday again.
There's a lot popping here. Let's cut to the chase on one thing that we're excited about. We went up and saw the banner level.
Love it.
Upstairs, like all the way at the very top where those suites, that ring of suites used to be, it's all been redone. And those are super affordable tickets that are actually really, like, there's a lot of space to move around it, too.
Yeah, we pride ourselves on having a price point for everybody in the building. And so the banner level is a reflection of that. I think we've talked a lot about, the development outside of the United Center, and we want to make sure the United Center itself also has all the updates that it needs, so banner level was a part of that.
Yeah, I think it's like $60, right? Something like that?
Yeah, we were looking at it, and look, if you're looking to bring a group, this is the conclusion I came to after being up there. If you're thinking about bringing a group, and you're like, man, I've always wanted to bring like 6 or 7 of my best friends to a Bulls game, but I can't afford a suite, I'm telling you, the view from up there is amazing. There's a bar. It's a good call for you. If you're thinking about coming to a game and you want to bring a group, you should check out the banner level. And whether it's on the regular market or the secondary market, it's a really good time.
We appreciate the plug. Premium imports. Beautiful space.
Yeah, it is. Yep. So Horace Grant. Horace Grant is going to
be on later. Right?
Yeah, we're going to talk with him at 5:25.
Horace is the best.
What do you guys have planned for the Ring of Honor?
Yeah, so the Ring of Honor, for folks that don't know, 2 years ago, we launched our inaugural Ring of Honor class, which was really important for us to do. I think everybody knows we've got a very small group of folks that we raise up into the rafters, but a lot of talent and a lot of folks that have come through our facility and our program that we want to pay homage to. And so the Ring of Honor sort of was born from that. And so Horace, along with several other folks, will be inducted into this second class of honorees.
So last year, Derrick Rose welcomed back into the fold with a really cool night. That great sweatshirt, Lawrence, the 1 and the 4 and the 25. It's a really cool sweatshirt. But this year, Derrick's jersey gets retired in January, but it's not just that night that Derrick is involved in with for the Bulls and the fans, right?
That's right. And right in front of us here, we've got 2 of the 4 in a collectible giveaway series, which is really cool, presented by a bunch of local brands to Chicago, Culligan being the one that I can see from here, but they all connect together, right? So there's a Derrick Rose ticket bundle. If you come to all the Derrick Rose games, get a figurine and collect them all together, which is pretty cool.
I'm excited. I got tickets to the game. I got the
January game?
Yes,
January 24th. Yep.
Well, I've got tickets. There's
a game in November, a game in December, one in February, one in March that are all part of the figurines.
Yep, so all season long we'll have something, Derrick, but once a month, which is great.
And then what's up with the Statement Edition uniform? Can you fill us in on that?
Yeah, we launched the Statement Edition, which is a throwback to our pinstripe jersey that I think folks have come to know and love. So we launched that with our friend Dennis Rodman, who some folks may know, a couple months back.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was a really special one to be a part of.
Yeah, I dig when you guys go into alternates. I also love when you can occasionally, and I saw one of the uniforms does, I think that it's always a winner when you can incorporate the Chicago flag. Like, that's kind of my thing. And I did see one of the uniforms does incorporate the Chicago flag in it. It's great. So when it comes to thinking about some of this stuff and putting it together, how many of the ideas are yours, and how many are the ideas?
None.
Are people? Because here's
just
why.
Take it, Megan. This is your chance.
Here's why. Like, I look
I'm
at the
brilliant.
The Benny the Bull lunchbox, right? I look at this and I go, man, this is an old head like me or Speaks. Like, this is nostalgia.
Yeah.
Like, the idea of, like, the old school lunchbox that had something on it, whether it was Transformers or G.I. Joe
For
or
instance,
whatever.
Lawrence, I could put my Matchbox cars in there. You know what
yes.
I'm saying?
Yes. And Megan has no idea what those are.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know
she's
about
too
that.
Young.
Come on.
I'll take the win if you think I'm that young. That's great. Yeah. We've got a lot of Matchbox at my house.
You
do? With two little boys. Oh, yeah.
Oh, they love it?
Yeah, they love it. To your point, though, I think it's a balance from a marketing perspective to think about the future and where the team is headed, but also pay homage to some of our history, that we have the rich history. So you see some of that between Statement Edition and some of the items that we've given away. And it, as far as the idea and the think tank, we've got some of the most creative people at this organization in creative services and marketing that these ideas are all theirs. So they get all the credit for that.
I forgot about Derek with the face mask on.
Yeah, each of the figurines, John Shoemaker, if you're listening, that's all him. He came up with the different points of Derek's career with us, the face mask obviously being a moment in time. And there's another one with Derek in the green jersey, I believe, as well. So
yeah, Hannibal Lecter Derek is a good look.
Yeah, it's a great look, right?
Yeah.
We're fans of it.
Yeah, thanks, good, Megan. Good. This is really cool. It's great to be here tonight.
Yeah, thank you both for having me. We appreciate it.
You got it.
When we come back, we are going to turn the page.
We'll turn our page on to Baltimore soon.
Yes, we have to start talking about the Baltimore Ravens, and we'll hear from a former Bear next here on The Score.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.